You can never claim to have lived until you have come to this place. It's a small back road in North Dublin, and it's the home of a most unusual club. This is the road at the back of Dublin Airport, and it's home to the Dublin Airport Lay-By Club. Now, the club doesn't really exist. I just made that up to hold your attention to what is potentially one of the most boring reports ever put out by RTE Radio. Put simply, this is a report about people who sit in a lay-by and look at the airport. But if you can hold off sneering just a minute, you might be glad. You might learn to hope, because this is no ordinary lay-by. Come with me to the lay-by of dreams. The Dublin Airport lay-by, maybe about 50 feet long, unremarkable, it doesn't have waste bins or picnic tables, it's just a roughly paved lay-by. But boy is it popular. In fact, I defy you to ever find it empty. In the middle of the night you'll find vehicles there, and on Sunday afternoons, forget it, you'd never squeeze in. Why, I hear you asking yourselves, why do people visit the holy lay-by? Sundays, you can understand, it's the plane spotter's day out. They're there with their stepladders and long lens cameras and binoculars and radios. But late at night? Who's spotting planes late at night? Come back with me to last Sunday night, to the lay-by of love. First things first, there's a code to parking in the Dublin Airport lay-by. You don't pull in parallel to the road as if you were about to make a call on your phone or to let a child out to do a wee. No, you reverse reverentially into this lay-by. It's on the opposite side of the road to the airport, so you back in and you face your car to the runway and you don't get out. So to look at the cars in this lay-by, it's a bit like looking at one row in a drive-in movie. It's the lay-by of the stars. And when I arrived on Sunday night, there was a bit of drama. A Garda car had pulled in and they were quizzing three young fellas in a van.
These guys come up and they search our van for no reason. It's three Sundays in a row now.
And what were they looking for?
Drugs.
Drugs.
And why did they assume that you have drugs?
It's three young lads.
Don't leave the young lads alone, you know. There's something against young lads.
Come on, lads, who are you kidding? Do you blame the guards? Three young bucks sitting on the side of the road in a white van on a Sunday evening? What about girlfriends?
They're all weirdos. I don't
care.
They're
all ex-girlfriends, yeah. They're all ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, the girls are really missing out there. We're sitting here looking at planes and dreaming about going on holidays, said the lads. Also, like most of the people in the lay-by of leave, they were getting out of the house. But Sunday night? What is it about Sunday night that forces so many people out of the house?
Glen Rod. I know you're from RTA, but it's about time they got rid of it.
Now, if you're still with me, I want you to close your eyes. Imagine the airport on a clear night, the little blue runway lights twinkle, the yellow terminal lights shimmer, and the full moon behind your head casts a wan light on fat white jets gliding past your windscreen. It's romantic. Ask this girl sitting in the lay-by with her boyfriend.
It is a bit, like, all the lights and the planes. See the planes were coming in and...
It's better than the pictures. Ask this man from Trim.
I was going up to a movie and I just heard people talk about coming up to watch them in and out. So just seems to be a long way off and then all of a sudden they're on top of you, you know. You don't realise they're going so quick.
It's something to do. Ask this couple who've just joined the Dublin Airport Lay-By Club.
We were here, I think, last week for the first time. Come out with some friends and look good. We only seen two airplanes, so we were hoping tonight to see a little few more than we have.
And what did you normally do on a Sunday evening before you discovered this marvellous pastime?
Well, I have
how
to
full and interesting was your life?
I was just going to say, like, you would imagine that anybody who comes out here on a Sunday doesn't have any life. No, we tend to have a little bit of a life, but tonight we're not doing much, so we said we just come out and have a look.
Still got those eyes closed? You're still in the lay-by of dreams. Now dream of flying. Like this small boy who got his mother to drive him out here.
I like the planes because they're so, like,
original and they're big and they're fast and the way they take off, it's just marvellous.
Dream of visiting exotic places with exotic cultures, like these girls out for a drive and a smoke.
We're going to Greece.
How are you?
Yeah. Not till July now, but...
What kind of holiday will you have in Greece, do you think?
A mad holiday. One day you need to sleep, a month after.
Like what? What kind of things would be going on?
Drink all the time. Don't sleep.
And dream of the noise. Sorry? The noise? Yeah, the noise. This is the lay-by of Loud. And according to this man, it makes an ideal place to come.
If you want to have an argument up here, you can have an argument. If you don't, you know.
And in the middle of all this romance and rows is a small white camper van. It's facing away from the airport, with its engine running, like a small child who's turned away from God. There's no one in the front seats. I walk around, I peep inside, and I see a middle-aged man. He comes out into what, for him, is Trust House lay-by.
Coming to Donegal, working in Dublin, and I'm arranging to meet somebody tomorrow morning. So right. I'm just using the lay-by tonight as a place to park up and get a nice sleep.
And you wouldn't stay with somebody or stay in a B&B or something in Dublin, would you?
Well, I'm in a construction business. And normally you might get maybe a month on one site. You find out that you will travel across the city to get to work. So I found, for me, it's best to have the camper and park up suitable to the site.
So there you are. That's the Dublin Airport lay-by on a Sunday night. Aren't you glad you stayed listening? You thought that was going to be boring. You thought you were going to be able to sneer at those people sitting there watching the airplanes go by. But now you realise there's something missing in your life. You're missing time out. You're missing time to sit and stare. You need to get a life. You need to get a lay-by.